If we pray, deliver us from evil, we must be watchful against evil. God does not protect us from that which we seek. No need to pray about temptations if we're not watching against them. The chief, permanent, all-comprehensive longing for the committed Christian is that he may be free from all that pollutes. It is fitting, therefore, that the concluding petition of the model prayer is, deliver us from evil. Here is a petition which we need to pray often and sincerely. The whole course of the world system in which we live is contrary to holiness and spiritual purity. It is headed up in a person who is called the God of this world, the devil and Satan. He is set against all who would live godly and seek to entrap them in sin. It is because evil forces are moved by an evil person that Jesus gave us this petition to pray. The grammatical form of the petition is significant. It is not a prayer of deliverance from evil in general, but rather the petition may be correctly translated, deliver us from the evil one. That is to say, deliver us from Satan. So what a solemn petition this becomes. The Bible speaks of the mystery of iniquity which is at work in the world. Now, sin is a mystery. It is a mystery in its origin, in its contamination, and in its existence. Though it is mysterious, evil is real. Check the Bible. Genesis 3 recounts the entrance of sin into human experience with the consequent loss of paradise. Genesis 4 tells how the first child born becomes a murderer, and the second child born was his victim. The Old Testament records how the chosen people slew her prophets. The New Testament recounts an apostate religion crucifying its Savior. Check secular history. It is filled with records of wars and deceit and corruption in the midst of man's progress. Check your own heart. Do you find evidence of envy, jealousy, lust, hypocrisy, or a dead conscience? It has been said, only God knows the evil hidden in the depths of the human heart. Look at nature itself. Drought and floods, windstorms, weeds and thorns. These are evident everywhere. Press the temporariness of all. There is a great danger in evil. How can men escape? You cannot escape it by ignoring it. Quite the contrary, you must acknowledge its desperate danger and fear its spiritual peril. You must daily look to God and pray, deliver us from the evil. The forces of evil are personal, for evil in this petition has a definite article in the Greek language of the New Testament. It speaks of him who is called the adversary, the accuser, the destroyer, a liar, and a lion disguised as an angel. You cannot afford to ignore him. To do so will bring grave spiritual peril. It's important to pray often, deliver us from the evil one. The petition is not that we might be delivered from seeming evil. Now, we may think of pain or disappointment, betrayal of false friends, sickness, failure, or poverty as evils from which we should pray to be delivered. But these are not included in the petition Jesus taught us to pray. He did not say we should ask to be delivered from unpleasant conditions nor situations. It is possible we may be strengthened by them. It seemed a great tragedy, for instance, when the Apostle Paul was put in a dungeon in Rome. But he wrote afterwards, "The things which happened unto me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel." So again he wrote, "Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." No, we're not to pray, "Deliver us from evil," in reference to conditions and situations of life. We are rather to pray, deliver us from the evil one and to meet the great evil of sin. Dread no situation other than the guilt of sin. Pray for no deliverance save from the dominion of the devil. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. Pray much that God would keep you from giving place to the devil. What do we mean when we pray, deliver us from evil? We may mean either of two things. First, we could be asking God to protect us from entering into evil. God does protect those who trust Him. They do not fear the arrow by day, nor the terror by night, nor the pestilence in darkness, nor the destruction at noonday. Why? Because they have made the Lord, who is our refuge, even the Most High, their habitation. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, so the scripture says. Yes, God protects those who trust him. But the petition may mean more than that. It may also mean rescue us from evil. For sometimes, in spite of all good intentions, the believer falls into evil. At such times, it is comforting to know the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Such a petition demands something for us. If we pray, deliver us from evil, we must be watchful against evil. God does not protect us from that which we seek. No need to pray about temptations if we're not watching against them. Someone has remarked that many people sow wild oats and then pray for a crop failure. But of course, that's a tragic mistake, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. The biblical admonition is, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. And further, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Watchfulness and effort must be accompanied by resolve. We must struggle against our sins, our habits, our lusts. We must resolve to lead them and diligently seek to be released from them. The Bible warns, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey?" So why pray, "Deliver us from evil," if by an act of the will we submit to it without a battle? The guideline for the Christian is set forth in James 4:7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How does God deliver us from evil? Sometimes he protects us from entering a place of testing in response to the prayer, "Lead us not into temptation." Often he takes the evil quickly from us and permits us not to continue in it. Occasionally he strengthens us in the midst of testings to evil and makes us victorious. Always he provides a way of escape and delivers us when we are in the midst of trial. We can be assured of deliverance under all circumstances if we trust him. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, seeking for opportunity to show himself strong in behalf of those whose heart is right toward him. His presence is continually with his people, so he is always ready to help. His promise is extended to rescue those who are in any need. His power, which is beyond our estimation, is sufficient to overcome the enemy of our souls and to deliver us from the bondage of Satan. He deals with us in grace, on the basis of his love, and not on the basis of our merit. He gives the victory. Oh, what a privilege to pray, "Deliver us from the evil one," and to know that God does so. Believe this prayer. Pray it often, and soon you will be able to testify, "The Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." Pray often, "Deliver us from evil," and believe that God does so, for the eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. To pray, "Thine is the kingdom," means more than simply that he is king. It acknowledges at the same time that he is our king. We owe submission to him. The Christian has no greater obligation or no more blessed opportunity than to be the subject of the sovereign of the universe.